Hello, hello. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Two Scoops is on Sundays at 4.
Yeah.
Ben, Justin, in the studio.
We're here. Happy to be here. Been pretty sick all weekend, but feeling good enough to come out.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
And it is a trip-hop day today.
What day is it, Justin?
It's trip-hop day.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what does that entail?
Yeah, so this week's theme is trip hop, which is, as it sounds, trippy hip hop.
Yeah,
but it's not very rap focused. It's all DJ stuff and samples. It's very down tempo, chill.
Yeah, you want to tell the people what they just listened to?
That was "Soon It Will Be Cold Enough to Build Fires" by Emancipator.
Cool.
Very good winter album. We can still listen to it. It's not too warm out yet.
With the wind, it's a little winter.
With the wind, I think we can listen to it. And a lot of this stuff is going to be the same vibe, so stay tuned in for some down-tempo, lo-fi, indie hip-hop beats.
To possibly study or relax to.
Study or relax, yeah.
It's unfortunate that when we feel a storm, we can roll ourselves over 'cause we're uncomfortable. Oh, where the devil makes us sin, but we lie. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
All right. So that was Extra Kings by The Avalanches. We had Bloodsport by Sneaker Pimps and Paradise Circus by Massive Attack before that. Some big names in trip hop there.
Yeah. Well, we talked about whether The Avalanches counted. I think they do. Yeah.
Sneaker Pimps, Massive Attack. Big players in the genre.
Yeah, when we first decided this theme, I was listening to Bloodsport, and I realized that song is like the soundtrack to like every like 90s hacker in a movie, like in The Matrix when he's listening to music. Like whenever they're hacking into the mainframe, it's always just Sneaker Pimps playing. At least that's what I imagine.
When that song comes on, the mainframe, like, it quivers in fear. It knows.
Yeah, the mainframe knows what's coming when it hears trip hop.
All right, why don't we shout out an upcoming concert in our area real quick.
Or why not the event before it as well, considering it's sponsored by WMFO.
And the event, the event before it, you'd probably be better at explaining that.
Yeah, so at 7 p.m. in Curtis Hall, the space where Brown and Brew was, actually attached to where the WMFO studio is, there's going to be Pizza Fest, where there's going to be pizza and WMFO DJs and friends doing DJ sets. It's going to be a good time, and then right after that, there's going to be an Apple Jam sponsored concert. And Justin, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so headlining that in the WMFO building is...
Well, in Brown and Brew.
It's the same. Curtis
Everyone
Hall.
Everyone get in Studio A.
Yeah, not actually in WMFO. But on campus, we got Horse Jumper of Love, Jelani Say, and Emmett P for free.
Yeah, Emmett P is a tough student, and... Horse Jumper of Love is a Tufts band, a Boston area band, so come show local support.
March 9th, that's this Friday.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we go back to some chill trip hop?
Enjoy the tunes.
Take In the
Was Wandering Star by Portishead, pretty big influential artist in trip hop, one of the greats, I'd say.
Yeah.
And right before that, Tricky, his song Overcome. Tricky is an early Massive Attack member who split off, went his own way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know
that. I don't know. I think he split off when they were making the very first album, so
okay.
He's not really. Okay. He wasn't with them long, but he made his own very good trip hop as well.
Honestly, Tricky sounds more like Portishead to me than Massive Attack, but you know.
Yeah, he took it in his own direction.
Yeah.
And so before that, we had Venus by Air and In the Waiting Line by 07. So why don't we do a PSA now?
Yeah, I think it's that time of the hour. So listeners, I've got some numbers to think about for you on world wealth distribution. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined, according to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economics Forum in Davos. Those 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. So, you know, stew on those numbers while you're listening to our lo-fi trip-hop beats to chill and study to.
It really makes you ponder. Yeah. You know, GDP doesn't measure things like wealth distribution.
Agreed. It's that equity versus efficiency trade-off.
Maybe stay tuned to Two Scoops every week. Maybe one week we'll just become a woke talk show instead of a music show. Who knows?
Are you implying that we're not already woke?
We are pretty woke.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to that PSA we just read.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. More trip-hop.
Insight, foresight, more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight.
We'll be right back.
All right. That was Beginner's Falafel by Flying Lotus. Before that, Sweet Tides from Thievery Corporation and Midnight in a Perfect World, DJ Shadow.
I just gotta say, if that's Flying Lotus's beginner falafel, I can't wait to hear his advanced falafel when he really gets the techniques down. You know?
Right. That's off his Los Angeles project early in his career. Maybe he's gonna drop a more advanced falafel track now that he's a little more established.
Yeah, what's the title of that album gonna be called?
Of the album instead of Los Angeles?
Yeah, he's gonna go like a smaller place in Los Angeles. Like, he's more developed. He knows the geography now.
Oh, he's gonna go with a neighborhood. Yeah. He's gonna refine, or maybe he'll just say Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
He'll get that specific area within Los Angeles that's technically not Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Either way, we've got a little more trip hop coming up for you.
And then you're gonna hear what's happening the next show on WMFO.
Yeah. So keep your ears peeled for a Thom Yorke feature on the last song.
Just gotta say, hope you enjoyed the hour so far.
And enjoy.
I feel that you shouldn't get involved in an intimate relationship until you are emotionally mature enough to handle it. Totally. Able to cope with your feelings and your sexuality without guilt, inhibition, or phoniness, but with love, tenderness, and honesty.
Don't come to visit. stuck in this bed. Thin rubber gloves. She lifts when